Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Monday, June 22nd, 2020. The number of corona infections in the Neukölln quarantined apartment blocks has continued to rise. The district office confirmed 94 positive lab test results on Friday afternoon, 9 more than the day before. The health department continues to test residents in the affected buildings, and the number of positive test results is expected to increase further in the coming days. According to the information provided, 586 tests have been carried out so far. In total, Neukölln has quarantined almost 370 households at 7 locations to prevent the spread of the disease, and each household has 1 to 10 inhabitants. Among those infected are 41 children and adolescents, and one person is currently being treated in hospital, while the others have had a mild course or are symptom-free. 6 field teams, each with 2 people, are collecting swabs in the affected quarter. These teams include district health supervisors and the district medical officer. The outbreak on June 5th was noticed after infections among school children who attended different schools but had the same address. The, quote, outbreak event could not be clearly reconstructed despite extensive research by the health department, and the starting point could not be clearly located. Numerous members of a Christian congregation who had attended a service tested positive. And according to Health City Councilor Falco Lieke, the learning groups in Neukölln schools where the infections had first been noticed were quarantined. Renewed tests had shown that the students had apparently not transmitted the virus amongst themselves. The district office is supplying the affected persons with food and essential items. The Technical Relief Agency, or the THW, is involved in this. There are currently 120 employees working on the pandemic team of the district office, 100 of them from the health department and 20 from other areas. 25 members of the pandemic team are currently involved in tracing the chains of infection. They are supported by 5 members of the German Army. According to Lieke, the tracking was difficult due to language barriers in the beginning, but now the district is also working with mothers in the district, integration leaders, and other agencies. The number of staff involved in tracing the chains of infection is to be further increased, possibly also by students, on a fee basis. Tenant initiatives fear that due to the economic consequences of the pandemic, many people are threatened with homelessness. Despite continuous rain, several hundred people took to the streets in Berlin on Saturday in protest against gentrification, rising rents, and eviction. In the afternoon, the demonstrators met at Potsdamer Platz and moved from there to Schöneberg in front of the Potze Youth Center, which is threatened with eviction. The speakers repeatedly called for people to keep their distance. While this did not always work, the police did not intervene, and most people were wearing mouth and nose protection. The Alliance Against Displacement and Rent Madness wanted to raise awareness of the problem of high housing costs with a nationwide protest action. The Alliance's website said, especially in the current social and health crisis, everyone needs the right to housing. According to police, people in the, quote, upper 3-digit range took part. The organizers spoke of about 2,000 participants and corrected previously circulating higher numbers from other participants. Demonstrations against rising rents also took place on Housing Action Day in many other German cities, including Potsdam, as well as Hanover, Dusseldorf, Mannheim, Dresden, Frankfurt am Main, and Munich. One of the initiators said that numerous new tenant associations have formed in Berlin, which are now becoming active and had also participated in the demonstration. Currently, there is a threat of many apartment buildings being sold on to new owners who expect high returns. This also threatens an increasing conversion of rented apartments into condominiums, and thus the loss of the apartments for the tenants. The corona-related deferrals of rent payments are expected to expire at the end of June. The Alliance stressed that many people will still not be able to pay their rent. Through short-time work and increased unemployment alone, about 12 million more people have been confronted with income loss, some of them considerable. Even if the postponement of dismissal was extended until the end of December, many people are threatened eviction in the autumn, and the Berlin rent cap did not solve this problem. According to information from the Berliner Zeitung, the financially stricken department store group Galeria Karstadt Kaufhof is closing 6 of its 13 branches in the capital. These are probably the stores on the Neuköllner Gropius Passagen, on Weddinger Müllerstrasse, in the Linden Center Hohenschönhausen, in the Ring Center Lichtenberg, on Tempelhofer Damm, and on Wilmersdorfer Strasse. It's uncertain whether Karstadt Sports will also close on Joachimsthaler Strasse. According to the Verdi Union, the planned closures could affect about 1,000 of about 2,100 employees. The department store chain is not the only business in financial trouble. On Friday, the Stadt magazine Zitti announced that it would discontinue its print edition with immediate effect. And on Saturday, the 100-year-old movie theater Colosseum in Prenzlauerberg stated that it will not reopen. The theater was already in financial trouble before the crisis and declared insolvency at the end of May. Berlin's population is growing the fastest in Germany. As the Federal Statistical Office announced on Friday, the number of inhabitants rose by 0.7% to 3.67 million. In absolute figures, this is an increase of 24,700 inhabitants. Nationwide, the population grew by 0.2% in 2019 to a record 83.2 million. This is the smallest population increase since 2013. Nicola Sander from the Federal Institute for Population Research, or BIB, explained that if it weren't for immigration, the population would be shrinking, and that most immigrants come from other EU states, mostly because they work here. Per Sander, this long-term trend has been overshadowed in recent years by refugee migration. As the latter has declined sharply recently, the long-term trend is coming back to life. Compared to previous years, the growth of the foreign population has thus slowed down in 2019. The proportion of foreigners in the total population rose from 12.2% to 12.5% compared to the previous year. The average age of the population increased minimally, reaching 44.5 years at the end of the year. And lastly, thank you to Ellen and Lindsay for your recent generosity. Please visit our website at berlinbriefing.de for information about donating to help keep us up and running. That said, please remember we are forever committed to keeping Berlin Briefing free and without advertisements for everyone. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.